Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tuesday, that's probably my problem.
You were just moving and grooving, jamming
on
out.
Tuesday, yeah, moving and grooving on the Good Day program in the Good Day way. I was going to say it was 21 after the hour, but it's not. It's 7 past the hour.
21 after the month.
20, that's right. Thank you. Very cleverly done. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen on February the 21st. Now we really are two-thirds of the way through the month, and it's also the first day on the Piscean calendar. This month starting today, we got 30 days. Oh, goodness. The Piscean month, for those who have Piscean influence in them from the zodiac, we just got out of the month of Aquarius. I have both Piscean influences and Aquarian influences in my chart. Scorpio, I was born, my November birthday makes me a tough guy. So
nice.
The astrologers say, and then the Piscean influence, sometimes your moon sign is more important than your sun sign, and it makes me a softy. And then the Aquarius influence makes me inquisitive and stimulating and ironic and sometimes a little hard to understand. So there you go. What about you? You don't have any Piscean blood in you, I don't think, do you?
No. My husband's Pisces. I am my sun sign is Taurus, and my moon sign is Virgo, and my rising is Libra.
Uh-huh. So you should, what's your husband's other, where is he? He's
Piscean. I don't know what his other signs are. No, but my son.
Oh, Maria.
Yeah, my son is actually a double Gemini. He is the sun and moon Gemini, and his rising is Scorpio.
So Geminis are very, they're fluid, let's put it that way. They change with the wind. They're not conformers. Trump is a Gemini. No, he's not a double Gemini, but he's a Gemini. And so I'm not suggesting your son is going to be president or he's going to be like Trump. But there's some of that.
Well, my son does share a birthday with Sir Paul McCartney, so.
Ah, well, that's good.
We can throw that one in.
It makes you, Geminis are usually pretty creative. So you get that. That would be something you could attribute to McCartney for sure. All right, so we have that taken care of. And here we have this 8-year-old chess player, a prodigy, a child prodigy, probably a great reference to this 8-year-old. This is a very interesting piece of good news, I guess, for the 8-year-old. Became the youngest player to ever defeat a grandmaster in an official tournament. Chess is one of those things. And once in a while, you find somebody who, you don't usually find Americans. I can't remember, man. You know, you talk about the stuff with these contests all the time. They're usually Europeans and Asians who do the best. And let's see here.
Well, this 8-year-old is from Singapore. Ashwath, yeah. He's from Singapore. And right. He defeated Poland's Jacek Stopa, who's the 37-year-old grandmaster. And grandmaster, I'm not super familiar with chess, but I do know grandmasters are, once you get that title, you hold that title for the rest of your life. It's like a class thing, yeah, or whatever. And
right.
the only reason it would be revoked, it would be if there was a cheating scandal. But here's the real kicker. There was a Serbian 8-year-old who had previously, I think like just last month or the month before, had broken the record as the youngest chess prodigy to beat a grandmaster. And this one, I think, took the title as the youngest for like 2 months age difference.
Really? How about that? You know, when I was looking at the headlines, I thought that it said that the 8-year-old beat a 37-year-old grandmother. That was my first takeaway. So it's really amazing how some minds develop. Gives you a lot of respect, I think, for the way sometimes youngsters are raised. What is it that intrigues them? What stimulates them? And then you ask those same questions of yourself. What stimulates you the most? What intrigues you about your life the most? What's going on that seems to be more than just mere happenstance? You know, we get beyond the mundane. But then on a program like this, we have to spend some time talking about the mundane. So getting to the bottom line of those two adults who have been charged with murder in the situation after Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl parade is something the public kind of wants to know more about. Dominic Miller, Kansas City, Missouri, and Lindell Mays of Rayton, Missouri, both charged with second-degree murder, two counts of armed criminal action, unlawful use of a weapon. These two guys are 18 or 19 years old. They're being held on $1 million bond, which is the same as $1 million bail, basically. So these two teenagers are charged with gun-related issues, resisting arrest, shooting and killing people, shooting and injured 22 other people.
Mm-hmm.
The person that got the most, who was killed, this radio lady, Lisa Galvin, mm-hmm, mother of two. And then all these other people who were shot were under the age of 16.
Yeah.
So they're juveniles, but should they face trial as adults? My answer to that question
is yes. Miller is 18 or 19 years old. That is legally classified as an adult. Mays is 23. That's an adult.
Right, they were both teenagers. You got that wrong. Well, anyway, they should be charged and face the consequences, mm-hmm, of being in jail for pretty much the rest of their lives. Now, let's follow this and see if the jurisprudence system there follows through and is tough enough. What's the excuse a lawyer could come up with that would get them off or would make them not have to suffer the trials and tribulations? Looking at the evidence, Mays was in an argument with somebody else.
Yeah.
Mays didn't know who this was beforehand. The argument quickly escalated. Mays got out his gun. Mays pulled his handgun first. Others pulled out their firearms. Imagine all these people in the parade, there were guns everywhere.
Yeah, exactly. Well, before guns, these two adults were charged, there were two teenagers charged with gun-related and resisting arrest charges in connection with the shooting. They were not the two main shooters, Miller or Mays, but... Yeah.
Disgusting. It's disgusting.
It was an altercation. It was a disagreement. How many times are we seeing this?
Let's
seeing
shoot everybody.
We're seeing mistaken identity shootings. We're seeing people just reacting if somebody pulls into the driveway, the wrong driveway of the wrong house, just to turn their car around, and they're being shot at. You have people shooting each other over parking spots, over those public scooters.
Yeah. Welcome to America, land of the free, home of the brave. This is about as cowardly an act as you can come up with. It is. It's this sort of a approach. So what's their childhood like? What have they been like in school? Does anybody know more about them to try to figure out what it is that made these two to what contributed to them being the way they are? See, I get
the
into the deep dive
the
here.
Sociology, yeah, yeah.
A lot of people say simplistically.
What led to this moment?
Yeah, well, a lot of people just say, oh, what difference does it make? They killed this woman and they caused this, they created this, and it's all selfishness. Well, and it is. It's all about being selfish, no question about that. You know, this is one of those, it's my way or the highway things, and if you don't do what I want you to do, then you get shot. And so...
But it's also about, it's also part of the conversation of prevention. What, yes, people need to investigate what actually happened, but it's also worth taking a look at what led up to this. What different actions or parts of childhood or parts of just that week alone, what led up to this? And that's part of the conversation, again, with prevention, not just stopping shootings as they're happening, but preventing them from happening to begin with. And yes, maybe metal detectors or something like that. But there is a psychological situation. Well, yeah, when you're outside at a parade, there's not going to be anything like that. But there is a psychological, also versus sociological.
Sociological, yeah.
Like society driven, not like sociopath, but that's not.
I'm just
not
disgusted
it
with it. The whole thing is disgusting, as far as I'm concerned. It is disgusting. Throw the book at him. It's time for us now to brighten up your lives, make you feel better, make you actually be better. Folks at Calitrin have continued their President's Day sale for the whole week. So those of you who have started to lose weight, and you've gone on a program and you want some support, strong support, then you go to toploss.com to check out Calitrin, the nation's number one scientifically based formula that's proven to get you off of the wheel, and that is get off of the scale, lose a little weight, and be healthy again. Check it all out at toploss.com for the natural way to be successful losing weight.
Hey, it's Toby from Wendy's. Picture a Baconator. The 6 strips of applewood smoked bacon, the hot and juicy beef, the melty American cheese, the pretzel bun. Wait, pretzel bun? A pretzel Baconator. And it's only here for a limited time? This changes everything. Like what I'm going to order today. And tomorrow. And the next day. And the next day. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's Pretzel Baconator today.
Limited time only. Or participate in U.S. Wendy's.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Hear that? It's the gentle sound of a waterfall on your hike. And if you were here, you'd take a deep breath of fresh air if you weren't so winded. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle protected by Progressive. And the bugs you wipe from your headlights are all the nature you need. So if you ride, see if you could save with Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. Get an online quote in as little as 3 minutes. All from the great indoors. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Now, 23 after the hour here on the Good Day program, Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner, moving and grooving into some celebrity gossip on the trending side of things on social media. Amy Grant has shown up, Jay, and apparently she has some issues after she was in that bike wreck. And so there's some real trauma back a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
She has some details that have been shared about getting back to normalcy, and this is really tough stuff, but there's a great lesson in this story, which you will learn about after this.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's SkyRizi, risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SkyRizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and SkyRizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new
If allergic to SkyRizi, serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
I've always liked this song. And I don't know what it's about it. It's recognizable. It's poppy. I've always been, because when I was a disc jockey, I played the hits. So my musical tastes were developed around what was pop music at the time. And I think I've stuck with that pretty much. So Amy Grant has opened up about the aftermath of that bike crash a couple of years ago when she had a serious brain injury. She lost her memory. Mm-hmm. And apparently she still has issues with her short-term memory, and her balance is still off. I had no idea she was 63 already. Good Lord. Anyway, she talks like... Go ahead, yeah.
No, I was just going to say, yeah, this bike accident was pretty traumatic. She spent a few nights in the hospital. She, one of the good things that came out of this, and it's one of those that there's always a reason for everything, and even though we don't know what the reason is at the time, we eventually find it out. And her bike accident led to her realizing she had a cyst growing in her throat that she needed to have removed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as a singer. Absolutely. And doing, sometimes you don't sing the right way, those sorts of things develop. I've had it, I've heard of it with radio people as well. People use their voices a whole lot. So anyway, the bike accident, what it led to, and what has come as an aftermath to this. She said sometimes she walks around, she feels like she's drunk.
And she was wearing a helmet, too. It's not like she wasn't wearing a helmet. She was wearing a helmet while riding a bike. Imagine how much worse it would have been had she not been riding a helmet. And she crashed her bike because she hit a pothole.
So I hope they sued the... Where does she live? What city?
In Nashville.
Yeah.
She was riding bike with her friend near her home and hit a pothole.
You're a veteran Nashvillian. Are potholes a thing in Nashville? Do they not take good care of the streets, or is this an anomaly?
No, some areas, there are some streets that have a lot of potholes. Other streets are more well taken care of. There are a lot of sinkhole issues, too.
Yeah. So they should sue the city. I didn't remember, if I did know it, I don't remember that she was married to Vince Gill. And so is he a big factor? If you have support from your spouse in a circumstance like this, it really makes it better to stabilize yourself, because somebody that's supportive, he's a big-time performer as well. So
He was a big supporter for her.
She's coming along, and that's the good news. Amy Grant making a recovery here. The Focus at 28 after. This is Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, most puppies and dogs are inclined to jump. They, of course, see nothing wrong with this type of greeting. However, as difficult as it might be for a dog guardian to comprehend, not all people are animal lovers, and many feel uncomfortable and fearful when around a dog. And let's not forget the small child who can easily be knocked down or terrified by such a big, loving oaf. Therefore, it's the owner's responsibility to teach their dog not to jump. Now, I know what you're saying. I love my dogs to jump on me. But what I did first is I taught my dogs never to jump on anyone using their basic obedience, sit, stay, down, and come. And then I use the word puppy up. That's because I'm creative. You can use whatever word you want. I use the word puppy up to let my dogs know that now it's okay to jump. So if I have grandparents or nieces and nephews coming to the house, my dogs will never jump on them and I don't have to worry. But yet when I want to wrestle and play rough with my dogs, all I need to do is look into Skylar or Cisco's eyes, say with a smile on my face, "Hey guys, puppy up," and they're both jumping up on me. See, you can have the best of both worlds. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Did you know that MyPillow is certainly about more than just fantastic pillows? Now MyPillow has given the same attention that they've given to their pillows to those Giza Dream Sheets and the new flannel sheets that they have. This is a fabulous time for you to be buying anything and everything at MyPillow.com. This is the time for you to save 50%, if you can believe it, 50% on the MyPillow 2.0, 50% off the brand new flannel sheets that they have, perfect for comfortable winter sleeping, towel sets for $29.98. My heavens, all of this great stuff is there. And right now, you can get 2 6-piece sets of MyPillow towels for one low price and free shipping. You use the promo code DS. And check it out, MyPillow.com, great buys, look at the catalog, charge it up, and use the code DS at MyPillow.com. Buy to your heart's content.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. California continues getting drenched by atmospheric river storms. Governor Gavin Newsom has activated the state's Emergency Operations Center. Cal OES spokesman Brian Ferguson.
Along the central coast and down into Los Angeles County, we're worried about flash flooding and land movement.
There's another half inch to inch of rain expected Wednesday. There's already been roughly 8 to 12 inches of new rainfall in affected areas the past several days. Taylor Swift's impact is evident in Lyft's financial success.
According to Lyft CEO David Risher, the rideshare company experienced a notable increase in its bottom line due to the Taylor Swift Eras Tour. Traffic to and from stadiums and hotels surged by 25 to 60% whenever the pop star was in town. Risher also disclosed to Yahoo Finance that fans of Swift, known as Swifties, tend to tip triple.
USA's John Schaefer. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Good day,
Karen.
It's gonna be a good day.
It has been a good day.
Hello, my name is Anna Stephen Fisher. I'm happy to be on the Good Day program with Gramps.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Such a gentle
so
way.
So aggressive.
Of dealing with things. There's Schwarzenegger at his best. You see him, he's in a commercial. Now I'm trying to remember what the commercial is.
Oh, State Farm.
Oh, that's right, too. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very good. You remember that. All right, here we are on the Good Day program with Memories Galore and focusing on the issues of the day as well and the people that are making things happen or not, depending on what's what and who's who. Jay Kirshner makes it happen. I'm Doug Steffen. Hopefully I will contribute to making
it happen.
Yeah, make it happen. And One of the things that I want to have you think about is the 50% deal, the site-wide 50% deal at Omaha Steaks. Their semi-annual sale. They are here to help you get prepared for the summer, the grilling season, with the tender, juicy, the fillets and the ground beef burgers and the chicken and the fish and all the things that you get.
So good.
Yeah, exactly. The world's best beef becomes part of the Omaha Steak story. It's all naturally aged for the ultimate in tenderness and juiciness and flavor. So why not save? Why not take advantage of the situation? Saving big with 50% off site-wide. It's the semi-annual sale, and when you're all done buying, you get free Omaha Steaks burger. Or I'd probably put the S on the other on the burgers instead of on the steaks. Omaha Steak burgers. Yes. Five generations of family-owned expertise have brought them around to an uncompromising reputation. Everybody knows about Omaha Steaks, right?
Uh-huh.
Here,
yeah.
All of them are flash-frozen, vacuum-sealed, ready when you want to enjoy. And all backed up by their unconditional 100% money-back guarantee. Your mouth could be watering. So get 50% off and enjoy the quality of Omaha Steaks. Go to omahasteaks.com/Doug and shop the event. That's right, omahasteaks.com/Doug. I have a slash named after me. Right? omahasteaks.com/Doug and get those free burgers and the 50% off deal. What a deal. And it's going on now through the first part of April. Take advantage. omahasteaks.com/Doug. All right. Let's speed into the next bit of information. How many people, I guess literally and figuratively, how many of you are speeders? How many of you put the
pedals
to the metal? Right. And look at the, when I drive a lot, like I have the last few weekends, the speedometer becomes your friend or could be your enemy. I try to keep it about 7 miles an hour over the speed limit. Huh? Doug's a lawbreaker. You're unethical, immoral. Well, they all know that if the speed limit says 65, right, you're going to go 75. And some people go a lot faster than that.
Treat the speed limit as like the minimum you're supposed to drive, where after that's the maximum.
Yeah.
But I do have a tendency to speed, and I know I do. And in Nashville, you could go a good 12 to 15 miles over the speed limit. You could even go past the police officer, and they will not pull you over. They have bigger fish to fry. They are not concerned with that kind of speeding, or even if your tags were expired on your license plate, unless you do something stupid, they are not going to pull you over. They have other things to do. Where now I live in a community that is relatively safe, and if you go more than five over the speed limit,
they got nothing better to do than chase you around.
You won't get a ticket. Yeah. You won't get a ticket unless you're going faster than that. But you will get pulled over, given a warning and stuff. So I have found that I am constantly driving with my cruise control, because if I'm not driving on cruise control, I'm speeding and I don't mean to.
Sure,
I just have
a
really heavy foot, I guess.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So you put your foot on a diet. It's Wednesday, February 21st. And so there's a interesting Supreme Court ruling from yesterday. The fact that they declined to review a case that challenged the use of socioeconomic factors in the admissions criteria at a pretty well-known Virginia high school. Group of parents brought the suit. They claim the policy discriminates against Asians. When I see African-American, Italian-American, Asian-American, for me, American comes first. So if you're an American of Asian descent, for example, and that's the group that we're talking about here, that's the way to put it. Asia doesn't come before America if you're an American citizen. If you want to be an Asian, then I guess you stay in Asia. But if you want to be an American, you come here, and I wouldn't imagine... if you were in Asia, let's say you're in China, and Americans move to China, are you an American Chinese? I don't think so. Anyway, that's not the issue here, but it,
wait, no, there's another word, expat. They call it expats.
Expats, yeah.
Expats.
Anyway,
yeah.
This school, the Thomas Jefferson High School for Science and Technology, which is located in Alexandria, Virginia, has been named among the best U.S. high schools for a long time. They changed their admission policy a couple of years ago to increase diversity without considering, not specifically, race. The changes included nixing the entrance exam, prioritizing the top 1.5% of the 8th grade class of each of the district's middle schools. So under the system that they're now operating under, the freshman class included 54% Asian American students, down from 73%, 7% black students, up from 6%, 11% Hispanic students, up from 3%, and the, this year it's 61% Asians, 6% blacks, and 6% Hispanic. You know how disgusting this is? The whole damn thing is disgusting. You should be admitted to the school on the basis of how you do or have done prior to this in science and technological studies. What difference does it make whether you are black or white? This is the whole thing with race and entitlement and diversity and equity. All this does is bring the school down to a level that will bring it to be below what it used to be.
But it should be on people who aren't racist nor prejudiced against people.
Say that again, Jay, the first part of that.
There also has to be a hiring on and making sure people who are in these positions of admissions that they are not racist or prejudiced for any reason against something like that.
No one who knows me well would ever tell you that I was a racist, but I am prejudiced against those who are put into situations only because of the color of their skin or ethnic background. That doesn't work for me, and it doesn't work for anybody, frankly, who has a look on reality or on fairness. How is it fair to keep somebody out of a school like this because of the color of their skin any more than how is it fair to put people into the school who may or may not be qualified, but the qualification turns out to be the color of their skin? What lesson does that teach you, or anybody who understands what the system is about? What lesson does that teach you?
But are they only qualified because of the color of their skin, or is it because they are qualified otherwise, but they just wouldn't be looked at because of the color of their skin? So they get kind of a priority.
I don't have an answer to that. That's an interesting question. But on the main, and this has been going on since I was in college, frankly, I remember when I was in college, they started affirmative action. So colleges were told that they had to admit X number of blacks, and they all flunked out. That's not the representation. I mean, you can see this. Am I going to stick my foot in my mouth here? Maybe a little, but I'm going to say it anyway. When you watch shows like Family Feud, and there are black contestants, because Steve Harvey is black, he insists that there be, in almost every circumstance, a black family versus a white family, or someone who's not black. So you see many more blacks, and when I watch the show, I get that you want to promote racial equity or whatever the right phraseology
equality.
But more often than not, the black teams are not, they don't do as well, or there are members of the team that don't do as well, and I can't help but think that when I look at the circumstance, that what Steve's trying to do, I get. But he's not helping the cause because many of the blacks that are on the show aren't well schooled and they don't have good answers to the questions. And is that because they aren't smarter? No, I don't think it is. I think it's because they don't have the same opportunity in many circumstances. So I'm arguing against myself when it comes to the Supreme Court decision yesterday. But I think that what has happened, and this happened in my hometown, for example, there are schools that parents prefer to send their children to, so they allow the parents, a certain number of parents, to choose the school of their preference. And the kids have to ride buses to go to the school, but they are at a better school. And I say to myself, I would like to start a suit here. If we're paying all the teachers the same, and we are, and we're all paying into the system, how dare you suggest that some of the schools that you're running aren't as good as some of the other schools? How dare you? In every community, I bet you could find an example of this in every single community around the country. Right? There are good schools, and there are schools that aren't so good.
There are good school districts. There are some not-so-great school districts. There are some schools within the same school district that have completely a larger difference of how great they're doing with their students themselves. But also, it's not only the teachers or the lack of teaching or something like that. A lot of times there is not enough faculty to handle all of the students. There is an influx of students at a specific school, and they just don't have the resources. A levy didn't pass or something where the community is trying to get more money to have better opportunities, but then it doesn't pass.
But it's not right, is it? Doesn't feel right. All right, here's another Supreme Court ruling, this time Alabama, ruling that frozen embryos will legally be considered children. Wow. That's a new decision made this week, result of a wrongful death lawsuit brought by a couple whose frozen embryos were destroyed at a fertility clinic. Patient entered cryogenic nursery storage and removed embryos. Wow.
Yeah, that couple has a right to sue over this.
Right. So, and they did, and they won. Basically, that's what the Supreme Court says. It was negligence. Why did this person go in there to get the embryos in the first place? That would be the question I'm asking. Why?
Was it a disgruntled employee?
Really? Was that it?
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
I was asking,
So the Wrongful Death of a Minor Act applies on its face to all unborn children. That's what the court said. Well, that's interesting. That'll be interesting to play with that ruling around the rest of the country, huh? 48 after the hour here on Good Day.
KFC's new smashed potato bowl is out here looking like an absolute snack. For just $3.49, you get crispy secret recipe fries topped with creamy mashed potatoes, cheese sauce, bacon crumbles, and even more melty cheese. If you're looking to smash your hunger, grab KFC's new smashed potato bowl for just $3.49. For a little extra, add nuggets to the mix. It's finger-licking good. Prices and participation may vary. Tax and fees extra.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not one based on Carol. She's more focused on hitting a high note than the car in front of her. Why pay a rate based on anyone else? Get one based on you with DriveWise from Allstate.
Not available in Alaska or California, subject to terms and conditions. Rates are determined by several factors, which vary by state. In some states, participation in DriveWise allows Allstate to use your driving data for purposes of rating. While in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving, generally, safer drivers will save with DriveWise. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Progressive asks, what do a late-night pizza craving?
Pizza place. Can I get one large pepperoni pizza?
A newly licensed Dean delivery driver. A guaranteed delivery time or its free offer. And your front fence have in common?
That's my fence!
They can turn your stomach upside down in under 30 minutes.
I'm still getting a tip, right?
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states or situations.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Thank you.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
After the hour now, this is a good day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner and the Food Farm Family Focus that we have every day at this time begins with a story about National Grain Free Day. That's today. You're sitting at a table enjoying a meal. That's cool. But if you're like me, gluten-free, wheat sometimes shows up and you don't like it because it doesn't agree with you. And there are other people, I guess, who have allergies to rice, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know anybody who has a rice allergy. Usually rice is a good substitute.
Yeah, there's the allergies, the intolerances, straight-up celiac disease for the wheat protein that causes irreversible damage.
Yeah. For me, eating grain-based stuff is a no-no, and for a lot of other people who have this unfortunate thing, is it something new? It is kind of new, and the reason that it's a problem isn't necessarily because of the wheat or the rice. It's the crap that gets sprayed on them to keep them from being eaten by bugs. And that stuff, once it's in the grain, ingrained in the grain, if you will, it isn't just necessarily these sorts of things, but also apples, any fruits, this sort of thing. There's a combo of what happens chemically with the wheat and the glyphosate and things that are sprayed on it. And that, in my mind, is how people get celiac disease. There are other autoimmune disease, the stuff that requires a strict diet. And so that's today is about acknowledging or probably educating people as to what it's like to not have to eat grain and why people say, no, thank you. When I get offered a roll on the airplane, do you want this? I'll take a sourdough because it doesn't have any grain in it. Or the grains that upset
it does, but it's like fermented. Yeah, it's just done with a different process.
Right, exactly. So there are more, the last couple of years have been more cases of celiac disease because of the way wheat is grown. Wheat varieties, they don't have as much protein in them. It's basically eating wheat today grown in the Midwest on some of the farms that are out there that are spraying everything they can find on this stuff to make it grow faster, better. They make more money. That's all crap. It is,
well,
basically.
Not even just that, but the addition of all of the added chemicals and everything that we buy from the store, if it's not a fresh baked situation, it's like when you're not walking around the bakery or the produce aisle, you're walking down those other aisles, that there's just straight up chemicals in a lot of that stuff.
So then comes a warning today for those of you who like to eat Quaker Oats or Cheerios. There's a pesticide linked to infertility that's showing up in an overwhelming majority of oat-based foods that are sold in our country. The chemical is called chloramequat. That even sounds disgusting, doesn't it? And according to a study that was done earlier this year, 77 out of 96 urine samples that were taken from people have found this pesticide in their pee. So how do you like that?
Wow.
And mostly oat-based foods, again, Cheerios, Quaker Oats, they seem to be the biggest problem.
Well, and these are items that are already not permitted to be purchased or sold in European countries and other countries because of these very chemicals.
So why the heck does our, you know, the EPA that's all over the place trying to save our planet, they allow this stuff to be used? Not only food grown, food crops, but the chemical is also used in ornamental things. Like when you get a squash, what do they call those? The stuff that's all rough and bumpy. I forget what they call that, but the ornamental. Yeah, right. So anyway, regulatory requirements are there to suit the needs of the people who pay. The most for support for politicians. It's disgusting. All right, here's another problem. The Nordic Natural folks are voluntarily recalling Nordic Farms Nordic Natural Baby Vitamin D Liquid. Boy, Jack, get a hold of this, tell you, as he did yesterday on his Good Day Health segment, how you don't want to have any kind of vitamin that is not natural, made from food. All those synthetics, bad, it's just bad news,
right? Well, there's apparently too much vitamin D in this, and so even if you're taking what the suggested amount is, you're still giving your baby too much vitamin D.
Yeah, you gotta look out. If you're gonna take anything, no matter what your age, make sure it's natural and organic and grown. The stuff that makes it is food grown on a farm that has a clue, all right? A word to the wise, 59 after.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.